12 steps are the 12 principles of life. Those 12 principles are based around self-discipline. They are based around self-growth. They are based around self-knowledge. They are based around understanding of self. After a period of time, you realize that you have very little influence on other people, but you have a tremendous influence on yourself. And then automatically, as you grow emotionally and spiritually, you will attract people to you that are also growing emotionally and spiritually. And then you will share things with each other. It's the sharing. You don't give somebody your own personal individuality. You give them the excess of you. You share with somebody else. But you always keep your own individuality, your own personality. You keep your own self. Your own self belongs to you. It's special. It's unique. It's yours and yours only. And that spirituality means I take that individual self of mine and I develop it with my higher power, with my God as I understand them. So I have a spiritual base, a foundation in me, and it's solid. And it means that now I am growing spiritually. It means I can experience powerlessness. I can experience honesty. It means I can let go of negative things. It means I can look at my life and not be afraid of it anymore. I can look at decisions in my life and realize I made them. I accept the responsibility for them. I can grow with them. I start to trust other people. I allow people to get close to me. And I realize I don't need a lot of people either. But I allow special people to get close to me. I now begin to grow spiritually. I allow myself my humanness. I allow myself mistakes. I allow growth within my own life. I stop putting so much pressure on myself that I've got to be perfect every day. I don't have to be perfect. I'm just me today, and what is, and I learn and I grow from it. I can learn that I can make amends. I can settle situations in my life. I can let go of things. In some ways, I learned to make direct amends and indirect amends, but I learned to make amends. But I remember I no longer injure or harm anybody else because I work on developing me and I grow within. Then I have learned the beautiful concept of self-discovery, that spirituality. I have learned holistically that I have a beautiful spirit inside and my spirit is special. I have learned that my emotional self is special, that I can take my feelings and share my feelings and grow with my feelings. I also learned that I can take care of my physical self. And as I do that, I start to become a whole person, a total person, a real person, a person that lives in reality. No longer need the grandiosity. No longer need all that craziness, all that insanity. Because now I have the specialness of me, the uniqueness of me. And who I choose to share me with, I can choose to share myself with. I can give my gift away to whoever I want to give it to. But I no longer have to hide my gift, the gift of me. It's beautiful. That's one of the reasons why I spend so much time emphasizing the spirituality of recovery and so much time emphasizing the beautiful gift of the 12 steps. Over the next series of talks, I want to spend a lot of time working on the 12 steps. The 12 steps are very special and they are very beautiful. And they will help us in recovery. But again, we have to realize that recovery means growing physically, emotionally, spiritually. Recovery means developing the person within. Total recovery means working on making total changes in our life. I entitled this talk, Change in Pain, because I realized something very special. As we begin the recovery process, we have to learn something. There is no recovery without pain, even though it isn't so happy to go through pain. But the reality is that our pain leads us to our gain. It leads us to our recovery. To be a holistic person, we have to be willing to get in touch with every aspect of self, every concept of self. And that there's no such thing as perfect things, euphoria, things that will always be perfect. Reality deems and tells us that we have to always be growing, always learning, always discovering, always be open. Always discovering new things within ourselves. So I sum up this talk on change and pain in a very simple way. In the course of your life, you will experience a lot of very special moments. I call them honeymoons. You'll experience them and they'll be very beautiful. But you'll also experience in the course of life the beautiful gift of reality. And realities are painful sometimes. And sometimes they smack you right in the face. But that's okay, because that will give you the healthy,